This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Father's Day 2013 is now history, and our lakes are just now finally settling down. We've got high water, but we're catching some fish, and things are beginning to get a bit more normal. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you're a fisherman, you know we still have plenty of water in our lakes, and many of our lakes are still murky to somewhat muddy. I think we're going to start seeing some better action now. Our weather has stabilized to some degree, and I think things are looking up as far as fishing goes. Most lakes are producing good catfish action. The bass is a bit sporadic right now following the spawn, and the crappie bite is tapering off after their spawn, but we're still seeing some good numbers of bluegill coming in as well. But we've got other outdoor things going on at the same time. If you have a youngster age 12 to 16, they're invited to the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge for a half-day canoe outing. This will be held June 25th from 9 a.m. until noon. A refuge ranger will lead the group on a tour of Swan Lake to see the wetland alive with wildlife, and participants will learn the proper paddling techniques and canoeing safety. The event is free. Canoes and life jackets will be provided. However, space is limited. So if you're interested or have a youth that's interested, give them a call at 618-883-2524. That number again is 618-883-2524. Also, there's a new hunting area under consideration at the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. In fact, the refuge is seeking comments on a new hunting plan, environmental assessment, as well as compatibility determination. The plan is intended to expand hunting opportunities on the refuge, and the public is invited to comment on the proposed hunting opportunities. The hunting plan proposes expanding hunting in the Calhoun Division of the refuge to allow migratory game bird hunting on the portion of the division east of the Illinois River Road. This section of the Calhoun Division is already open to upland game hunting and deer. The proposal also states that the refuge will open the Clarksville Island Division to allow fall archery hunting for white-tailed deer and wild turkey, and spring firearm hunting for wild turkey. Hunting will be allowed in accordance with Illinois state seasons and regulations. Now, the 30-day comment period will run through July 11th, allowing refuge stakeholders and the public an opportunity to review and comment on the draft plan. Now, written comments are welcome and encouraged and may be sent to the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge at HC 82 Box 107. That's HC 82 Box 107 in Brussels, Illinois, and the zip there is 62052. Copies of the documents are available on the refuge website at www.fws.gov/refuge/2_rivers. Also, waterfowl hunters are encouraged to mark their calendars for an upcoming waterfowl blind sight drawing. These are random drawings. The drawings will be held at several public hunting areas in Illinois this summer. Duck and goose hunters must register in person for the waterfowl blind drawings and must be present at the drawing to claim their blind sights. These will be held at each location and after the registration period. In order to be eligible for the drawing, participants must not, at the time of the drawing, have his or her hunting privileges suspended or revoked by the DNR or other jurisdiction. Now, nearby sites included in the drawing include Mississippi River's Pool 24 on July 21st. Here, the registration is from 10 a.m. till noon at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources office in Pittsfield. Blinds at Maridosia Lake in Morgan County and Cass counties will also be available at the same time. The blind drawing for Saginaw State Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass and Mason counties will be offered July 28th. The registration period is from 10 to 2 at the east side of the maintenance building, 2 miles north of Chandlerville on Route 78. Now, other locations will also host blind drawings. A complete site is available on the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
I wake up with my radio, shower and make up with it, drink coffee and take off with it on my arm. No jumps, road bumps, add rhythm to my songs, sing-alongs at stop signs, sticky rhymes running through my days. Take my radio to go, and go where my radio plays. However and wherever you listen, radio keeps you company.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station. To remind you that radio is heard here, radio is heard everywhere.
Okay, we're back, and as you might expect, we still have plenty of water in our Corps of Engineer reservoirs, although the fishing action has been very good. At Wren Lake right now, the crappie bite is still good. This lake is turning into a year-round crappie producer, and right now there's nothing to change that situation. However, there are a lot of smaller fish being caught. You'll have to sort through them to get to the bigger fish. The spawn is about over, and the fish are pushing back into the deeper water. They've had anywhere from 6 to 9 inches of rain in the recent week, and this has caused the lake to muddy and raise about 2.5 feet. The bite is mainly on stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, but many of these are small. A good mess of keeper crappie is really tough to come up with right now. You might expect as the spawning fish move to deeper water and as the water clears from the heavy rains, things will pick back up. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well with the crappie. However, the catfish bite is red hot. Rising lakes always make for better catfish action, and that's the state case right now. A lot are being caught in the backs of the necks in shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing good numbers of fish as well. The catfish are spawning. Jugs set in the necks are working very well. At Wren, the bite, bass bite is almost non-existent. It will remain slow until the water drops and clears. A few fish are being caught on the south end of the lake, pitching plastics and spinner baits. And the bluegill bite, rated fair at best right now. Some bluegill are being caught in shallow water. They're right between the spawns, the May and June action. They've caught a lot of really big bluegill on minnows fishing in the bushes for crappie. Try using red wrigglers and crickets and fish around the shallow water in the backs of the necks. At Carlisle Lake, more good fishing to report. In the lake right now, bass are rated fair. They're being taken on crankbaits, fished along the rocks, some on the woody cover as well. And the catfish bite is still excellent, catching good numbers of fish. They're getting caught near the rocks, particularly in the morning and evening again. Try fishing 3 to 10 feet off the rocks or maybe a bit deeper. Night crawlers, cheese baits, shad, leeches, crickets, all producing good catches. And the crappie bite rated fair. Good numbers of crappie are being caught, but a lot of small fish. To produce a good catch of fish, you're going to have to really fish and put some hours in. And the white bass are rated poor, not hearing much of the whites on the action on the whites in the recent weeks. In the tailwater, however, white bass still producing good action. They're being caught on rooster tails coupled with curly tails or tube jigs. The catfish bite is very good. The crappie bite, good. A lot of small fish, but they're catching them on tube jigs and minnows. And the sauger bite rated good on tube jigs and curly tails. Up at Lake Shelbyville, crappie and walleye still producing the bulk of the action. The lake went up to almost 10 feet over summer pool. They've shut the dam off and because of flooding downstream, so the lake is very clear. The water temperatures are in the mid-70s. And last week, there was a bumper sauger week. Lots of sauger were caught. Good numbers of legal-sized sauger as well as good numbers of crappie. They're pulling 2-ounce bottom bouncers, and you don't have to have a bunch of line out behind the boat, making it easy to drag them right by the stumps. They're running anywhere from a 15 to 18 inch spinner leader with a small number 6 hook. This also helps from getting hung on the stumps and brush. And they're also catching a ton of crappie pulling the same spinners as well. And the bigger fish are showing up on the drops where a couple of weeks ago you might have caught mostly small black crappie. The crappie are out deep water cruising for bait fish and have fattened up after the spawn. And the white bass, they've been slow. They're seeing a few out in deep water with the crappie, but they're not busting shad yet. As with every lake, everything's running a week or two behind. Once we get a nice windy day, you can catch some of these white bass fishing out on the deep end of flats near the deep water. Otherwise, they're hard to find. So we still have plenty of good fishing and much more better fishing yet to come. The good summer bite is just a week or so away, and I think we'll be seeing some good action on almost every species. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.